Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three.
On my list, but I was going through going, okay, what should I play for the opener? And I saw that and I went, okay, that'll be it. I'm not going to do anything else. That'll be it.
Good choice, Jenny. That was great.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you liked it. I hope everybody liked it because I liked it.
I'm sure they did.
And I played it anyway, so, you know, there you are.
Yep.
It is Thursday, guys, and time for good old rock and roll music to soothe your soul. And it does do that. I swear it does do that. So we're going to do we have some good stuff. John came through again.
Oh,
you know, he found... This is so delicious. He found some parodies on some Elvis songs.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes.
Good.
Yes. So I think we're going to start with those.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to play three of them, and then I'll play another couple of them. Another couple parodies on Saturday.
Lovely.
I have four or five Elvis parodies. One I'm not real crazy about. I may not play. I didn't like it as well as the others. It's not bad. I just like the others better.
Okay.
That's all. So what we're going to do, this is going to be so good, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it. It had me laughing. Oh, it was so funny.
So we will.
Yes, it's a Corona parody, of course. That's the season. Ho ho ho! This one is the first Elvis song that I ever actually learned.
Yeah.
And hey, guys, you know I was 13. when. I'm a late bloomer. What can I say? But I remember this because we were cleaning out the basement. We had just moved into a house, a big old house. Well, with seven kids, you have a big old house.
Okay.
And we were cleaning out the basement of all the stuff that got left and everything. So as kids could play ball down there and everything, because it had the rock walls.
Yeah.
And we found this stack of old records. And there were some really funky, weird ones in there. Like one it was called Going Steady.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only word to the song, was just going steady, going steady, going steady. And it's like, okay, that's dumb. So that went to trash.
As it would.
Yes. Yeah, it's like, why did they even bother, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but this was in among the records in the stack, and it made its way to my room. Return to Sender was the first Elvis song that I learned. It's not the first one I heard, because I had seen some of his movies and stuff, but it was the first song that I learned. And I was 13. I apologize, but I was 13. I mean, you know, come on. So let's hear the coronavirus parody, because this is so funny. These are so good. So Return to Sender, coronavirus parody.
Thank you, Jim.
I went down to the drugstore to buy myself TP. Boy, was I surprised to find the shelves were empty. It's all because of the coronavirus. It comes on quick. You might have no symptoms. Hey, but can still be sick. I have sanitizer and disinfectant spray. But I'm kind of worried because I ran out of TP today. I got home from work. I had a little cough, a runny nose and fever. I can no longer blow this off. I think I got the coronavirus. It came on quick. Might have no symptoms. Hey, but could still be sick. Well, this time I'm gonna take the test and find out if I'm clean. And when it comes back in a few days, I know whether I should quarantine. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. It comes on quick. You might have no symptoms. Hey, but could still be sick. Hey, coronavirus. 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 Y'all be safe out there.
Well, he's standing there coughing. It was a put-on cough, but, you know, still.
You could hear that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it really was. There were times when it just had me laughing, and I'd heard it before, and I still laughed at it. So, you know, that was good. I tell you, John's done a good job today. He really has. And here's one. This is just so good. I just makes me smile to think about it. Corona Trap, a Corona parody.
We're trapped in our house. We can't go out. Because of COVID-19, baby. Why can't you see? Whoa, 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 what this is doing to me? When we have to
because of COVID-19. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello, I'm gonna stay 6 feet away. So here we go again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Social distancing. Real, I'm crying. We can't go out together with social distancing, and we can't live our lives because of COVID-19. Oh, let our lives resume. We have to do our part, because honey, you know I love you. Yeah, we're trapped in our house, we can't go out because of COVID-19, baby. Why can't you see? Whoa, 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 what this is doing to me? We got to do our part, baby. We're trapped in a house, we can't go out because of COVID-19, baby. Don't you know we're trapped in a house? Whoa, whoa, whoa. We can't go out.
That was funny. But it's so true. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's so true.
We're all climbing the walls by now.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not really climbing the walls. My house is seeming to be very much smaller, my trailer. Thus the decision to find somewhere else to live. But I don't know if that's going to work or not, because so far I am finding that I've only been at this particular job since December 31st.
Mm.
I was at the radio station for 17 years.
Yeah.
But they're looking at the fact that I've only been on this job for almost 5 months.
Yeah.
So they want a year. So I don't know if this is going to wash or not. We'll find out.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to another company today to find out whether I can get a house. They have slightly different criterion than financing a mobile home. I really wanted the mobile home, so I'm not finished yet.
No.
Have some ideas. I'm not finished yet. I mean, I'm one of those never say die type of people.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I hope it all works out.
I just keep on going until I just have no options left. And who knows? It's been on the market for a year already.
Mm.
It could still be there come January.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I don't want to rush into anything, because that mobile home is the one I really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
It's three bedrooms, and it just it comes on a quarter acre, and the whole quarter acre is fenced.
Yeah.
Perfect for Apache. And, you know, like I say, never say die.
Oh,
you just hang in there and keep on stroking. And I do. I'm a good stroker.
Exactly. Never give up on your dreams.
Well, lost cause. Well, I do give up on dreams. You know, when they become obviously not going to happen, I do give up on them. But up until that point, I don't give up. I'm a very optimistic person. So I guess that's good in a way.
Yeah.
Who knows? Just being pessimistic is such a bummer. I don't want to do that. I know some people like that, and it's really a bummer, man.
Yeah.
All right. One last parody song.
Okay.
I needed a little – needed. I thought I'd slap my jaw a bit because we needed kind of a break in between there, you know, just to it's like drinking water between sips of coffee when you're a coffee taster. You got to clear the palate off. You got to clear the palate off, you know, so or eating fruit in between different kinds of wine at a wine tasting. You know, you got to do something. So you guys had to listen to me spout. But I can do that. I know how. I have the skill.
Yes, you do.
If you want to call it that. Okay, the last parody we're going to listen to.
Yeah.
I saved the best for last. This is great. Are you lonesome tonight? A Corona parody.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Have you gotten your test results yet? Does your memory stray less than 6 feet away, when kissing was a much safer bet? Are the shelves in your pantry empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep, wish grocery is there? Did your outdoor plants die? Is your bank account dry? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said, planting in the curve is a stage, and each must play their part, role. Fate kept me at social distancing, and I followed all the protocols. Act one, we were introduced at a checkout line, buying booze, and came back two, honey. Close the restaurants, don't touch your nose, then came quarantine. Keep those hands clean. Honey, you lied when you said you stayed, when you said you stayed inside. And I had no cause to doubt it. But now, national lockdown, honey. National lockdown! And they'll catch you, honey, because they got cops everywhere. Now the hockey games are gone. Only highlights on CBC. There's emptiness all around. One thing for sure, they don't find a cure. They can bring the curtain down. Will your heart still be moved when this vaccine's approved? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? Here you go, baby.
I really got a kick out of that one. That was funny.
That was.
And the thing is, this guy came out there into his living room in front of his Susan dropped again. I was just gonna, anyway, this guy came out into his living room in front of his fireplace, and he is evidently an ETA of sorts because he had on the jumpsuit and the hair and all that stuff. You know, he's okay. He's not half bad. But it's just that song. I think that's what made it so funny was the fact that he did it like an ETA would do any Elvis song. I thought it was funny. Call my sense of humor a little off center, but I like it like that, so it's okay. Hello, Susan, you got back.
Hello, my sweetie. How are you?
You're two for two already, honey.
Can you not hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. Now I can hear you.
Oh, that's good. That's
until
good.
You fly back across the water and have to swim on home.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm here, though. I'm here.
Well, did you hear our parodies, honey? Did you hear our parodies, or were you too busy trying to not flop back and forth across the ocean?
No, I was looking. I was doing something with little Logan. I'm afraid he takes up a bit of my time at the moment. But
oh,
he's
yeah,
worth
like
it.
You hate that.
Yes, I know.
You love that little monster, and you know it.
Oh, I do. I do. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Grandma's
yes,
like
makes
that.
My day.
And then you can sleep well at night.
No, I don't.
No?
He
well, that's
sometimes
sucks.
Has me up. Yeah, he sometimes has me up of a night time too. He,
oh my
he
gosh.
Doesn't sleep very well. Yeah, I know. But
well, and you can't do anything about that with a little guy.
No.
You know, it's not
no.
like
no, you
it's
can't.
Not like you can give him a drink or a sleeping pill or anything. You can't do that. You just got to take it as it comes and.
Well, he's teething, you see, so.
Oh,
sometimes he
okay.
wakes up crying with the pain.
Okay. Well, he had a birthday the other day, didn't he?
He did. He was one.
Awesome.
I can't believe that. I can't believe
it. It goes fast, doesn't it?
I know.
Yeah.
Too fast.
I know with my little granddaughter, I was holding her at 3 weeks old, and I got to hold her and watch her and get to know my grandsons a little bit. And next thing I know, my next visit, she's three, and we're having tea parties. I mean, you know, and now she's going to be 10 in June. And I thought,
my word.
Wait a minute, what
yeah.
happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't
between.
Understand.
Yeah.
It just,
where do
it's
they live
amazing.
Then?
They live in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, right. That's a long way from you, I'll take it.
Yes. It's I drove that once when they lived down in Filer, which is 2 hours closer, and it still took me 15 and a half hours.
Oh dear.
So now
wow.
in Boise, it would be about 17 and a half, 18-hour drive, something like that, because they live up in town not too far from the airport. So I told him after that time, and I did the second time I went, I did fly. I told him, I says, honey, I'll pay your gas, but you're going to have to pick me up at the airport. I am not driving that again. Not in a car by myself. Well, I kept having to stop, so I didn't. Well, I kept having to stop, so I didn't go to sleep. You know.
Yeah. And
I did drive it all the way through. I did drive it all the way through, but I stopped. Well, every time I used to have to take gas, I would stop to fill the tank up and get something to eat and walk around and all that stuff. So I didn't ever actually feel in danger of going to sleep. I got out often enough that I avoided that. Mm. But it's still a long haul when you're by yourself
long,
and there's nobody to talk to.
It is.
But
yeah.
You put in the CDs and you crank them up almost as high as that radio will go and open the windows and it's let's see, last time I went, what time it was right after Christmas, the week after Christmas. So it was a little cool. Thank you, Lord. So no, it was at Christmas when I drove. It was Christmas time. I went up for Christmas, but it's plain from now on, honey. I ain't driving that no more by myself. If I had somebody with me, that'd be different. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
right.
By myself, no. Nevada is a whole lot of nothing. And I do mean nothing. If you like brush and rocks and straight highways, it goes straight for miles and miles and miles and miles. All of a sudden, it'll curve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, weird.
Okay.
But the whole country is massive anyway. I mean, we're just a tiny little
Oh, yes. So,
we're sitting nicely somewhere.
We
in
could
the corner.
Probably sit, let's see, just as a rough guess, we could probably fit the UK into the US at least, I'd give a rough guess, about 20 times. Because it goes into Texas three or four times. Well, it goes into Texas all by itself about four times, three times.
Exactly.
So, you know, hey. Yeah, I think UK is about the size of, the whole UK plus Scotland, I would say.
Mm.
Might be the size of Massachusetts. So, yeah, we got a whole lot of area.
Mm,
and a lot of it, when you get into the Midwest and out west, a lot of that area is empty. Oh, my gosh, so empty. But we're used to it.
Mm.
We're used to it. And you get into a place like London, well, that's not so much different than New York City or maybe Phoenix. Phoenix has almost 3 million people in it. But we don't think about that. It just feels, because it's so much older, it feels more closed in. And what population there is, it feels like there's so many more people.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I've seen pictures, and there's some pretty countryside in the UK as well.
Yes, there is.
So that's why I like to go to the Netherlands, because that is such a beautiful country. Okay, I live in the desert. Okay, in the desert, you've got, cactus are green of a kind, and they bloom in April. I've got cactus in my yard that's blooming right now in my cactus garden.
Nice.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Joshua trees, well, yeah, they're a color of green, but not like grass and oak trees and locust trees and things like that. They're not that kind of green. They don't rustle when the wind blows.
No.
So, you know, hey, and natural water is very rare here in Arizona. We do have the Colorado River going down on the border between Arizona and California. And we have some natural rivers, but some of those go dry in the summer. The ones that do keep water just look like creeks in the summer. They're not really rivers anymore. They're just creeks. But runoff, they're great. But people are stupid. We have a lot of canals that come off of the Colorado and off of our reservoirs. Our lakes are mostly reservoirs here. No, our lakes are all reservoirs. So we've got a lot of canals that come off the reservoirs. And believe it or not, we've got farms, and they use the water out of those canals. And a lot of our drinking water will come out of those canals and reservoirs. And people that grew up here are stupid. I'm sorry, but there's no other way to put it. We have a stupid motorist law here. If a dry wash during a rain becomes flooded, you're not supposed to cross it, because it only takes a foot of water rushing down a wash to totally carry your car away, and people die that way. So we've got what we call a stupid motorist law. If you cross a wash like that and you get stuck, or in some way get washed into a tree or something, which does happen when the wash is running, and you have to be rescued, pay for that rescue, and that can cost you $10,000 or more, depending on what they have to do and how many responders they need. So that's why we call it a stupid motorist law. If you want to go bankrupt real fast and be in debt the rest of your life, drive across the wash when it's rushing water. Go ahead.
It's madness,
Arizona,
really.
Especially people that should know better because they grew up.
You're putting your life at risk.
Exactly. People drown in that scenario every year. It's amazing to me. It's like you people, I've only lived here 22 years and I know better. You people grew up here.
Yeah.
What you know better.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird. So it's really, Arizona is really a completely different situation than a lot of the country. Nevada is a lot of desert. They don't have quite as many washes and canals as we have. Arizona is just different. It's just different. We have everything except a rainforest here. We have forests up in Flagstaff. We've got skiing and forests. And we've got streams and creeks a little bit south of Flagstaff that get fed from that snow melt. And then you've got, of course, the desert, and you've got farmland. We've got farmland. There's roses, and there's cotton, and there's vegetables. And it's just stuff you wouldn't expect to see growing in the desert.
Right.
But if you can get water to it.
No, we wouldn't.
Exactly. Well, and not everybody, but a lot of people think a desert is bare sand. Blowing
sand.
Yes,
and hay.
And
cactus.
Yes,
and cactus.
I hate it. Well, you know, cactus can't grow in bare sand. The wind blows it too much. It can't root. But it'll grow on your roof. across the street from me, there's a cactus that's been growing on that roof for 10 years.
Why don't
you guys come take that off? You might want to think about your asphalt shingles. But
poor birds, if they want to land on it.
The birds don't care. The birds here don't care. They know cactus. You know, the butcher birds and the wrens and the quail and all that stuff, they shelter in the cactus. You can find these big old prickly pears that are just wander over the ground, and the coyotes eat the pears off of them, the cactus pears, cactus apples, interchangeable, people call them different things. I've made cactus jelly before. It's relatively tasteless, so only once. But the coyotes eat those cactus pears, and you can find rabbits and pack rats sheltering in those big old prickly pears that spread out into these some of them are probably 8-10 feet across. Huge.
Wow.
They're huge. And we have something called an elephant ear prickly pear. And it looks smooth, but do not touch it. You will be sorry. But they get huge. They get huge. Some of the pads are like 3 or 4 feet across. It's just amazing. Totally amazing. So enough about the desert. Just be aware it's not empty sand.
Mm-hmm.
Very seldom. There's a lot of grass and brush and mesquite trees and creosote, which is a kind of a bushy-looking tree, and greasewood. And that stuff's all over the place. Very little bare sand. Very little. In fact, I think there's only one area of bare sand that's over toward the California border. But anyway, enough about the desert. Let's play some music.
Yes.
How about an Elvis song? I think you guys will like right?
Yes.
I heard this again just the other day as I was looking for some other things. And I thought, I'm playing that. It's wonderful.
Lovely.
And you'll recognize it. And you'll probably even know what movie it's from. So it's called This Is My Heaven.
Oh, beautiful one.
This is my heaven, being here with you. Make it last forever. This is my heaven, it's a dream come true. Make it last forever.
To me now and take my hand. This is a paradise I planned.
You're like an angel sent from up above. Let's stay close together. You brought me heaven when I shared your love. Make it last forever.
To me now and take my hand. This is a paradise I planned.
You're like an angel sent from up above. Let's stay close together. You brought me heaven when I shared your love. Make it last forever.
Beneath the sky, beside the sea, this is my heaven when you come
to me.
Did you guys recognize that one?
Yes, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that film.
Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that gorgeous? I've got one now that Sue, by the way, requested that. I thought I should say that. And, I'm looking for. I've got another one that's a request that I really kind of want to play right now because two people requested it. Linda and Chris. Both requested this, so we want to play this one and get it rolling. It's very popular. So let's, okay, and where would it be? It'd probably be down here. Sometimes I forget what I actually title these, and so it's kind of like eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'll have to find it. Yeah, I'll have to find it because I don't have it right in front of me at this point in time. So for right now, I'm going to play Styx. Too much time on my hands. Cool. Too much time on my hands by Styx. And I got real familiar with that song when my son was about 5. My ex would put that album on And this was always Joshua's favorite song. And so he would say, let's play the time song. Let's play the time song.
Yeah. Oh, bless him.
And so they do that. And he would sit on the coffee table. We had a real sturdy coffee table. He would sit on that coffee table and pretend he was playing drums to that song. Yeah. I was like, okay. And I would just sit there and watch and laugh. It was hilarious because both of them were doing this, you know. Mm. It was one of the few things that they did together and enjoyed. But it was great. It was totally great. I don't say that too much, but I loved it. I found that song that Linda and Chris both requested. And I'm sure there are others that wanted to hear that. They wanted to hear it Sunday, but seeing as how it wasn't a mother song and it wasn't a gospel song, I had to say no. It wasn't right for Sunday's show. But I promised them I would play it today. So if you're listening, Linda and Chris, here is your request. This Time You Gave Me a Mountain by Elvis.
Born in the heat of the desert, my mother died giving me life. Deprived of the love of a father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I never done. It's been one hill after another, and I've climbed them all one by one. She took my pride and my joy. She took my reason for living. She took my small baby boy.
Recorded from his live performance of Aloha Hawaii. So that was probably the best. Yeah. That was some knockout concert.
Okay.
That and the 68 comeback.
Mm.
For me, the 68 comeback beat it out just a little bit. That is my all-time favorite, than the Aloha.
I like the Hawaiian one better myself.
Everybody can have what they like. There's enough of them to choose from.
They are my two favorites.
You know, some of his Vegas concerts were fantastic, too.
Mm.
But
yes.
I don't think they beat the 68 special or the Hawaii. It just, there was just something about those. Well, with the Aloha concert, he was kind of jacked about the Aloha concert because of the satellite broadcast.
Yes.
You know, and that just put an extra air of energy and intensity into it.
Mm.
You know, and the 68 special, that I think was, you know, it's always scary doing a comeback. It's always kind of scary. But
yes, it
once
is.
He got into that and he relaxed, oh my gosh. He just went to town and back half a dozen times, just like Susan crossing the ocean.
Yes. But without the water.
I wish you could keep your company.
Exactly. Without the water. But yeah. I just, that 68 special, just, I was mesmerized. He had so much energy, so much of his personality he let out during the 68 special. It was just fantastic. And then when he finished with I Can Dream.
Mm. Beautiful.
Nothing has been able to top that for me. And come close. Aloha came close, but didn't quite break it over. But that's okay. You got to have a one and a two. I mean, you know, only one can be one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
That's right.
Okay. I've got another request. This one, John sent me about an hour before showtime. But that's okay. I wasn't on the phone anymore, and I was ready to do whatever needed done to get the show ready to roll. So we've got Elton John and Kiki D.
Oh, yes.
Sound familiar? Yeah, okay, there you go. Elton, I figured Elton John probably would. I didn't know if Kiki D would be familiar or not, but she is.
She's breaking my heart.
Yes.
Yes.
See, you even know the song. My goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, John, you'll have to work at it just a little bit harder.
Yes, just a fraction.
But here you go. Don't go breaking my heart. There we go. Elton John and Kiki D. What do you mean? Oh, well, there have been stranger names, so that's okay. I'm going to play a Foreigner song just because I love it. I love what it says. Yes, and
yes,
I can.
They were good.
Nobody else
yes.
can. I'm the only one. So
mm-hmm.
there you go. But this, I love this song. I love what it says. My ex used to be in a band, so I kind of identify with it a little bit. Drummers. Mm-hmm. Drummers and bass players. I swear. Anyway. Foreigner. Hot-blooded. Shoulders are wiggling and bopping, and
it was.
You know, it's one of those.
My head was nodding.
There you go. There
like
you go.
Yes, like
yeah.
a nodding dog. I've got about yapping your car.
All righty then.
Yes, she's going along. It's nodding.
That's me.
I love it. I totally love it. Okay, now you know what that song was saying. You understand
yes.
that song. That's mm-hmm. like basic biology, kids.
Yeah.
here's what comes after. You guys all know Steven Tyler, right? Or you know Steven Tyler.
Yes, we do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The dude with the mouth and Aerosmith.
Yep.
That's how I remember him. I mean, you know, he's a nice guy. He's
lovely.
But he's a nice guy, you know. Musicians are cool. It's just some of them are a little hinky. What can I say? But
what does that mean?
Hinky?
Hinky?
They have their little quirks that are not always socially acceptable completely.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Just kind of...
Learned something new.
Yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
Yes.
But, you know, for the most part, they're nice guys when they don't get full of themselves and think they're better than everybody else. And that does happen.
That's true.
But
yeah.
That happens with any group of people that you want to name. There are those that are going to get full of themselves and think they're better. It's how some people are. What can I say? Anyway, this song is going to be what happens a while after Hot Blooded happened. Okay?
Yeah.
So this
all right.
Is
Aerosmith. Boggles. Yes.
Aerosmith. Oh, you'll figure it out real quick. Aerosmith. Don't want to miss a thing.
I love this.
It's beautiful.
Stay awake just to show.
All right. There we are. Aerosmith. Isn't that a beautiful song? I just love that song.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. Okay. I've got another request that John sent me. I just have to get to it. There it is. By Roy Orbison.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I know I have heard this song because I've seen this movie 3 times. It's from the movie, Hello, You've Got Mail. Yeah, I can see scenes from the movie going through my head, and the title went, bleep, bye. But yeah, You've Got Mail, and this is a song from You've Got Mail, and Roy Orbison is singing Dream.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, lovely.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise.
Everybody has dreams.
They do.
It's human nature. Everybody has dreams. And I'm not talking about what you dream about when you're asleep. I'm talking about the dreams of what can be, what we would like to have be, what might be. And, you know, dreams are funny things because sometimes they're going to kick you in the teeth. But sometimes they can be very, very sweet and get you through day to day until they come true.
True.
A very wise man once told me, some dreams do come true.
Mm-hmm.
So I hold on to that. And it allows me to keep dreaming. Even when some dreams die, it still allows me to keep on dreaming. So I hold on to that. Okay, that being said, I've got another one from John. See, I want to get through these, so I've only got two more. One, two, three more. No, two more. And I want to do them because I want to always try to play my requests. Hmm. Here's another one from John. And this is really awesome, guys. This one, when I heard it, it's like, this is almost better than the original. No, this is better than the original. It's by a group called Michigan Rattlers. where John finds these, I have no clue, but I am not going to discourage him. I want him to keep on doing it.
Yes, we'd like to hear them.
This
we
is
do.
Michigan Rattlers doing Never Been to Spain. Hmm. And this is
our... One, two, three, four!
Yes!
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See the ladies on insanely, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I've never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles, so I headed for Las Vegas. Only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? It must be real. It feels so good. Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Yeah, they tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember. In Oklahoma, not Arizona, what does it?
Performance, by the way.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, they did a really good job. They really did.
They did for a rock band, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I think that song was almost rock and roll right to begin with, you know, the original one. Elvis changed it a little bit, which he did I love his version. It's fantastic. You know, but these guys did a very good job. So,
They did.
Yeah, and I've never heard of them before, but maybe we'll hear more from them in the future. That would be kind of cool because they're good. They're good. I hate it when good bands come on and they do one CD or something like that, and then you never hear from them again. Kind of like, what happened? Like Yankee Gray. I love that band. It was wonderful. They did one CD, and every song on it is fantastic. And then it's like, gone.
Yeah.
We don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was, oh my gosh. It was in 2002, 2003, something like that, when they did their CD. I don't even know if you can find it anymore. I'm going to look for it, though. I left that with my ex. Anyway, one more request.
Okay.
From John, of course.
Lovely.
Of course.
And this is Chris Stapleton. And he's going to do Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh,
and no,
I love
he
that.
Does not. Yeah, he doesn't do it anything. Like What's-His-Face did. George Jones. He doesn't do it anything like George Jones. But I kind of like it better. Never a big fan of good old George. But, you know, he was a nice guy. He really was. But, yeah, you know. Anyway, Chris Stapleton doing Tennessee Whiskey. Thank you. There you go. Good old Chris Stapleton. He's supposed to be a country singer. That really didn't sound too country to me, but that's okay. That's okay. It belongs to that crossover genre, you know, where it can be pop, it can be this, it can be that. That's all right. He does a good job anyway whenever he sings. And you know what, guys? I've got 4 minutes left, believe it or not.
I know. It goes too quick.
Wow. Amazingly quick. But I just want to say thank you for being with me. Anne has been here since before it started. She kind of comes in anywhere from 2 to 4 or 5 minutes early and tells me if my mic is working or not.
Yes.
Because if somebody doesn't tell me that, I don't know until after the show starts and nobody's hearing anything and they say, we can't hear you. It's always nice to know it first. So I thank you for that, Anne. That's very, very helpful. It's
You're
wonderful.
Welcome. And, thank you, Jenny.
Oh, Susan, what can I say? I appreciate you so much, girl. You bought back and forth. I think it was 6 times on this show.
Wow.
And you just keep going. You're like the Energizer Bunny, and I love it. I don't know if you ever wear pink with floppy ears, but you know that's okay. Hey, you might not want to do that. People might try to shove you into the flash or something. But I really appreciate the fact that you do that, girl. I really love the fact that you just keep coming back. It's fantastic. I always can count on my UK contingent being with me, and as well as my chat room contingent. They're always with me. Tanya even made an appearance this time, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, Tanya, so much, so much. It's always wonderful to hear from you. Just to know you're still alive and kicking, if nothing else, girl. Please pray for Tanya. Her family is still having kind of a rough time, and her health is not the best. So we need to send our prayers for her and her family. And Shauna is down with a migraine, or we don't know, a concussion. We're just not sure. So we kind of are praying for her and hoping she gets better very, very soon. She's supposed to have a Q&A tomorrow night. We'll see. If it doesn't happen, please don't think bad things, because she just can't do it, you know?
Right.
Okay. If she can be there, she would. And that's how that one rolls out. Brandon did show up, and Chris listened, and Manette was with us. I know if I didn't remember all your names, it's because I don't sit here and just look through the chats all the time to know who's there and who isn't. If I missed you, I'm sorry, but thank you for being with us. Thank you for all of my friends and family that joined us. I know there are some friends. I love that. I love that. Friend from high school listens quite often. I don't know if he listens to every show, but quite often we were in the music program together, and I appreciate him being there. That's kind of cool. After all these years, that's really awesome. So I know I have family that does listen, and especially now they don't have anything else to do, right? And I have my best friend from high school that listens whenever she can. And I think now she's probably not working at the office. She may still be working from home. But I just want to say hi to Mindy. If you're listening, hi, girl. I appreciate you. I know you're here when you can be. So thank you, everybody. And I've just got a few seconds left. So I love you all. Join me again Saturday. Another rock and roll show. We'll have some more fun, some more requests. See you later.
Love you, Jenny. Thank you.
Love you. Bye. Love you. Good night.
Bye, Susan.
Good night.
See you soon.